That's right.
Well, yeah, we got Shahan with us, too.
He's back,
yeah. Intro, Shahan.
Shahan Jayaraja of CBS Sports deciding to hang out for another segment. And if he has anything living rent-free, he will share with the class. But we start with Ham. We wanted to get to Ham last week, but Lando just had so much that we neglected to get to Ham. And what Ham's got a very special mind.
Thank you.
There's and plenty of things
not,
that
not bad special, but no. Like fun special.
Yes. Yeah. I have a lot of things. A lot of them is like commercial driven.
Yeah.
But I asked my wife leading up to this, and I'll get to hers real quick of what she thinks. I don't think she understands the assignment.
What she thinks
lives
you
rent-free
have?
In my head.
Okay.
Like I asked her that, and she said, "How good our dogs are, and how cute they are."
I mean, there are times when Ham and I are walking in from the parking garage, and he's just, "Dude,
man,
my dogs are so cute.
My dogs.
You have no idea.
They're the best."
All right.
One thing she did nail, which is she thought maybe the next Batman series will be good, which Batman does live rent-free in my head, so she's right on that. But one thing, and I wish I could find the audio, I searched for this high and low, could not find this, but as a child of the 90s and early aughts, I would always watch the WB network for The Simpsons and Everybody Loves Raymond and Friends. Mm-hmm. And so commercials that ran during that time live rent-free in my head. There's the Sears commercial where they have the air conditioning, where it's going to be another scorcher.
Yes.
But for whatever reason, one, and I can't find the audio of this one.
You call now?
I'll call now. is there used to be a service, maybe it's still around, it's called We Buy Ugly Houses.
Okay.
And they used to have a mascot named Ugg, and they would introduce him, and they would tag the end of the commercial with a match made in caveman heaven. And for whatever reason, that phrase has stuck with me to this day. I don't get it. It makes no sense, but that for whatever reason, that's rent-free in my mind.
I actually know what you're talking about. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I can't find it anywhere.
It's crazy how those commercials, and I like how some are being brought back, like the caveman, the Geico caveman. Like they've played the one of him in the airport with the walking sidewalk.
Yeah.
Like that's one of the OG ones, and he stops and it's that song playing too. I don't know what the song is.
I can't remember.
And I've only heard it in that commercial, but if I heard it anywhere else, like, oh, that's the caveman commercial.
I don't like how he's so pissy now. Like he has no time.
That's his whole bit.
Like they're at a dinner party and Randy's just trying to help and he just chastised Randy.
You know what's, I don't hear about it much, but if I ever hear Mallorca, I'm just going to think about that commercial. Mallorca!
Well, I think that this is supposed to be character development, right? Like, it's supposed to be like, at first it's not a big deal, but now it's just like his whole life has been taken. It lives rent-free in his head.
Yeah.
That guy who can save you 15% or whatever it is.
And he's an NFL analyst too, which I didn't know about that till recently. All right, let's go to some, P1 submissions here. And Mallorca. This one is from P1 Nick. He says, "I've listened to The Ticket as a P1 since 1999 when I was introduced to it, and you guys have ruined my ability to communicate with non-P1s. On my phone for the last 10 years at least, the ringtone alert when I get a text message is the come on scream of Doug Anderson."
Mm-hmm. Come on!
Yes,
there it is.
We've heard that drop plenty. He goes, "I think that's Doogie or Expo. It's Doug. Back during the charity challenge on ice, maybe? No, that's not where it came from. He thinks in ticket drops, Nick." Well, we actually have context. So this was one of the better e-breaks from Ticket yesteryear when we had a show called The Ender happening after the Hardline at 7 p.m. with Doug Anderson and Mark Folliwell. And young Corby decided to just mess around and get behind the board, and then we get this gold.
So Bischoff's out, and that's because they've basically been, like, sagging in the ratings for a year now.
They have been.
I would assume that's why.
Yeah, I think basically you're right. And I think where it came from was from the Love It or Leave It meeting that he had about a month ago in Las Vegas.
A mean, greedy, cruel, grasping, evil, manipulative old man.
Well, if you call 42 years old, and that's what he is.
That was Corby. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, our studio's doing their own show.
Very bitter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're playing drops just aplenty.
You know, he had that Love It or Leave It meeting, and basically a lot of people didn't love it. And WCW obviously did not want a lot of guys taken off, and they needed to get control of their locker room. And they felt like this was the best way to get control of their locker room. What is that?
That was another insane drop. I don't know what's going on. Go ahead. They had a Love It or Leave It meeting, and they felt like they need to get control of their locker room.
And so basically,
this show sucks. I mean, it absolutely sucks.
Come on!
Man.
Go ahead.
I've heard that drop so many times, and hearing it at Mavs games, because they played it, at the AAAC forever.
Defense.
Yeah. Come on! And before, like, I've heard the drop before, I've heard the context of it. So it's one of those things where when you hear it actually happen, it sounds like a drop is being played in the clip.
I know. There's a lot of drops in that. You said, what is that?
Bishop's out. No.
Also, that lives rent-free in my head.
Yeah.
There's times I will just text Mark and I'll just ask if Bischoff's still out. Oh. Okay, we do have a bit of a follow-up. So we had the submission by Adam last week where he said his father used to tell him, if you pull into a Sonic and you park in the side you pull in on, that means you're gay. So you have to circle all the way around the building to pull into the not gay side.
Have you heard of this before?
I have not. I have not.
So I get the visual because, yes, it's a drive-through, it's an entry, and you go out on the other side. And I've never thought of what side to park on to prove my sexuality, I guess.
But I got a corn dog the other day, and I was thinking about this.
What side you park on?
My normal side, so I guess I'm still gay.
Where'd you put that corn dog?
Yeah. I mean, who's driving all the way around the back?
Well, apparently Adam, like, now.
This is an easy to get in and out.
Well, he says, you guys have to park on the side opposite from where you entered to be in the not gay category, according to my dad. I'm attaching a picture for those visual learners. In the photo, you'd enter where the arrow is. Love you guys. My dad did too. I listened because he listened, which is very sweet.
Let me see the visual. And it's lining up.
He sent one from, I don't know where this is, but it has two entry points on the street. Not all of them do.
It's like it's a Zapruder clip.
And there's stalls on each side of the main building in the middle, which where I assume the drive-thru is.
And he went Madden on the telestrated there and wrote gay and not gay side.
Maybe we can tweet that out.
Okay, what if everybody hears this now and they all want to park on the straight side? And the straight side is full, so you're forced to park on the gay side. Does that mean?
I mean, I will happily go in and park, I guess, on the gay side.
Yeah,
I got no problems. Yeah, I'm very comfortable.
Me too.
If I have to pull around again, I'm going somewhere else.
Pride Month, I'm parking on the gay side every day.
Well, P1 Phil.
You can see the picture.
He sort of responds to this. He goes, referring to the fellow P1 who mentioned last week that if you pull into a certain side of Sonic, that means you're gay. When I was in elementary school, if you use the middle of the three urinals in the restroom, you were called gay. It makes me laugh to see the middle urinal. Insert Norm's Are You Gay drop, P1 Phil.
Okay, I'm not going to say you're gay if you use the middle urinal. If you go into the bathroom and there's three urinals and you're the only one using a urinal, if you use the middle one, you're just weird.
Because like, somebody's
going to be next to you.
You need to go on the outside if at all possible. Well,
I'm not saying you're going to try to sneak a peek, but you're just having to stand closer to somebody else.
Now, if it's intermission and you've got a couple of beers bearing down.
Yeah, that's a full bathroom and it's a whole wall. You just go for the first open one.
Yeah, there's no rules there. All right, P1 Greg. Hi, Sweet Spot. My wife and I lived outside the U.S. in 94 and 95. When we came back to Dallas, there were two big things I remember in DFW pop culture. Friends, the TV show, and The Ticket. I never jumped on the Friends bandwagon, but I definitely started listening to The Ticket. Somewhere along the way, my wife joined me as a P1. Now we live in a motorhome full-time, traveling the country, working remotely, and listening on The Ticket app, which is awesome. There's a lot of drops and ticketisms in our life, but the one that makes me laugh every single time is when we see somebody maybe a little earthy or crunchy, maybe a little hippie-ish. I'm not even sure what the criteria is, and my wife will say they look like they smell like peanut butter. I don't even know what it means, but it's funny. We love the Sweet Spot. Keep up the good work, P1 Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
That's a very muser thing.
Yeah.
Looking like you smell like something.
And it makes total
sense.
Didn't
they say Sean Bradley looked like he smelled like cabbage?
Yeah, I think that was one of them.
Nicole Kidman looked like she smelled like strawberries and cream.
Peanut butter's a weird pull from that, though. Like, is peanut butter something that granola people eat?
I mean, I would think like patchouli or some scent.
Potpourri.
I love peanut butter.
Yeah. Unless you're allergic to it.
Had a raspberry Uncrustable today before the show.
Man. I'm going to have to buy me a box of those. I had my first Uncrustable last week.
Only your first?
First one ever.
Oh, man.
It was life-changing.
Whenever me and my wife first got married, my wife would just... And we found, like, the chocolate hazelnut Uncrustables. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My wife bought, like, boxes of those every single week as we were still trying to figure out how to like cook for two people.
Wow.
Yes,
wow. Just play a bunch of Sean drops for Sean. Right.
Here's from Steven.
The one from yesterday.
Steven Roanoke. So I've been a P1 since I moved to DFW in 08, and one of the earliest drops that got stuck in my head that has never left was about a year later, around 2009-ish, when the board op would randomly hammer a complete out-of-context Gordo drop where, in a Will Ferrell voice, in a very Will Ferrell is this bad tone, he would simply say, "Did you guys hear about the gay caveman?" They overplayed it for about a month, and it never left my brain 15 years later. Do me a solid and give me a small revival, since I still spout it out every now and then and during awkward silence. Steven Rona.
You guys hear about the gay caveman? Oh, man.
So, when Ham talked about your caveman love commercial, that did...
You guys hear about the gay caveman?
Yeah,
that...
Yeah, I don't know if Ugg was gay.
See, that would be some...
I don't know if there was Sonic back then.
He's blind.
Yeah.
Now, if the Geico caveman, if that's part of the character development for season 3, be cool. The gay caveman, like sure. He gets rid of his wife because he's just tired of her.
Yeah.
Takes the gay caveman to Mallorca.
Yeah.
That was good. That was some good rent-free. I guess we'll work on this every Wednesday at 2:15. It's been good so far.
Yeah, rentfree1310 at Gmail if you have some. There's some we didn't get to today. We'll get to it next week. So share it with the class, P1s.